Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
She just wants to be beautiful, she goes. Unnoticed, she knows no limits. She craves attention, she praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining. Deep within the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. As cover girls don't cry to the face of mate, but
there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are, and you don't have to change a thing. The world could change in part. No scars to you're beautiful. We stars and we're
girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit longer? I can go a little while longer. She fades away. She don't see her perfect. She don't understand. She's worth it. All that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh. So to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer.
You should know you're beautiful just the way you are, and you
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your...
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I am welcoming back to our broadcast, Hair Royalty. Cheryl Morrow, welcome back.
Welcome back. I know, it's been a while. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure.
I feel like I'm home.
You are home. That's the right way to look at it. And let's talk about that, Cheryl Morrow. First of all, everybody knows who you are. You are the daughter of Dr. Willie Morrow. We know him from 400 Years Without a Comb and so many other innovations out there. And you in your own right have become a hair legend. And so it is our pleasure and honor to welcome you back to the broadcast. You've been here all along.
Wonderful to be back. Wonderful to be back.
Now, Cheryl,
I miss you guys. You guys are in New York City. I wish I was there.
Yes. Well, you will be soon enough. You'll be out here on the East Coast with us doing your thing here at the Hair Nation Expo, which will be in Atlantic City. We're going to talk about all that good stuff. But first of all, how's everything going out on the West Coast with all of your business enterprises out there? How's the family? What's going on?
Lots of change, lots of transition. Dad is obviously going to be 79 this October.
Okay. Still a baby.
Just lots of, I'm sorry?
No, I was saying he's still a baby. Still a young man.
Okay. Yeah, right. All those millions of miles on like you said, on his feet.
Yes.
So there's some changes there. And being, you know, taking over a helm of leadership in terms of what we call just innovative black hair or innovative technology in the ethnic beauty sector. It's an interesting one. You know, you get all types of players on all levels, distribution, production, science, you know, lab, chemistry, and then consumer engagement now with the new, you know, not with new, but just the element of social interaction on a consumer level on social media. So just all of those components just in an era of great change for ethnic beauty.
Ethnic beauty? Let's talk a little bit about that because we all use a lot of similar nomenclature, but what is ethnic beauty? And then I'll tell you a quick story.
Okay. the reason why I like to use ethnic beauty because I have a Facebook page called Beauty Ethnica. Because as the colloquial titles of natural hair, quote unquote natural hair, we are recognizing that the ethnicity of Afro textures range from almost to infinity almost, from, you know, your very coarse coil textures. I'm talking about a menagerie, a very wide variety of ubiquitous curly textures that are so commonplace that most people on the planet have them. And that straight hair is actually a very rare occurrence.
I've never heard it quite described as you've just described it, a menagerie of curls. Wow. All right.
Right. They're stemming from just like, you know, you would get, I mean, it's as simple as water painting for kindergartners. I mean, you have your very dark skin to your dominant, most dominant, and then you have that curly pattern of that particular texture, and then all of the variations that come from that dominant expression, that very tight coil, and then every other, you know, variation. We're saying that it belongs to the ethnic world.
Right.
That is a common penetrate of an ethnic world. in that, you know, the other way or the other beauty standard that which most traditional cosmetologists, no matter where you are in the world, well, they are talking about, you know, using straight hair as the standard, and then, of course, it does not encompass or invite or it does not carry the profile of the ethnic world at the epicenter. We, in my term, and when I use it, Carrie, I'm talking about a more global textured family than the least one. So that's what I mean. Now your story.
Okay. Cheryl Morrow, of course, shuts it down. Okay. Well, listen, I'm excited to talk with you. As you know, the last time we've chatted, and all of the listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show, they will recognize your voice immediately because we have run your interviews here on this broadcast quite often. So they know every single thing. And what kind of plays in my mind, we did this extraordinary interview. And like today, we're going to get into a few things. And then one of the things that I have always wanted to catch back up with you, because we haven't had a chance to chat on air. We've talked many times off mic, but we haven't had a chance to get back in front of everybody with all these things that are kind of happening in the world right now. And the last time I think we chatted, it was after the whole Rachel Dolezal thing. That you were kind of to share. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That you were. What do you ever think about that whole thing anymore, or are you just? I mean, it was so eloquent how you put things.
Well, I think that the politics, the socio political context of how we try to place ourselves and talk about ourselves in a socio political. Racial kind of conversation. You know, I don't really like to hear professors or the black elite talk about or intellectualize Rachel Dolezal's experience or Barack Obama's experience or any other racial person. Because you don't know what it is to be, you know, whoever's talking about it at that particular time. You know, let's just say this, like Halle Berry's mother said, that did not make Halle a black girl. I would have probably placed her in harm's way. And I would have brought extra issues on my biracial daughter that she did not need to experience.
Wow.
So I decided to make her a black girl completely. That way that there was a definitive line drawn and that I knew that though she would have certain issues inside of the culture of black folk, but she would be quite protected as well.
Wow.
More protective than if I made her a white girl. Just think about that.
That
this
says
is a white
everything. Mother. Yes, that's
a mother.
That's right.
Gender.
Very profound lady, by the way.
Right. Well, her gender and her being a mother trumped her race identity. That's the wonderful thing about women. The mother trumped everything else. She immediately understood that she made Halle a black girl, then she'll only be, you know, talked about a little, you know, dealing with a little issues, but the culture in and of itself would cloak her and protect her and make her probably a more well-rounded human being. Well, Rachel saw that. She identified to make herself a different human being or culturally identified in a different group, so she felt that she could move a lot smoother through life instead of as a white woman. That was her choice. So that just goes to show you that even being black, you can learn to be black.
You know, it's funny that you say that because it also brings to mind, I don't know if you ever saw this, there was one that I think if I recall correctly, Mariah Carey's mother was on, I believe, Oprah or something at some point, and she said something pretty similar to that. Like, these, like, they're so deep and profound, and I just, it takes us all by surprise. Well, maybe not everybody by surprise, but it takes quite a few of us. It was such, you know, such compassion and empathy towards African Americans in just an unreal way. Or people of color, I should say.
Yeah, I think that's what they find in the culture. There is, no matter when there's so many obviously racial issues and historic issues, you know, in dealing with this country, but inside the spiritualness, the anthropological history we have with each other, there is just so much more self-compassion, collective compassion, and so much empathy and so much love and so much richness in other areas that is worth, when you have a biracial child, just go ahead and making them identify with the culture. Then no matter, then they are suitable. They have the sensibilities. They have the wisdom and the connection to humanity. Then it makes them appropriate to be able to go into the white part and still have their sense of self. But if you start with the other one, the mothers are not sure that they're going to have the humanity they need to go back the other way.
Exactly. Well, listen, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, we have a very special treat for you today. We're chatting with Cheryl Morrow. She's actually made it back to the Hair Radio mic. And we are so excited to have you. Good morning. Good morning, Cheryl Morrow. Welcome back.
Yes. Yeah, we got into it deep. We didn't even start on the surface.
Let me tell you something. When you listen to this interview with Cheryl Morrow and all the interviews that you do here, they're all priceless, and we're going to put you out on your own album soon. We're going to just have all Cheryl all the time. Right here, I tell you, one of the things that I do love about this, and that's why we haven't even gotten to the hair part. We haven't even started the hair talk yet, because you always ring in with such a unique perspective. And right now, there's so much going on in the way of one of, and this gentleman, and I still call him a gentleman, he's from my home in Philadelphia, and he's just recently been sent off to prison to serve time, and branded as some unspeakable things that I'm not even going to be say. You know, they labeled him dangerous and all this kind of crazy stuff. But I want you to weigh in, Cheryl. Wherever you go is fine. I just want to hear how you put all this into perspective in your unique wisdom that you have on Bill Cosby. And if you black, you got an opinion about Bill Cosby. I'm sorry, we all do. You know, we all do. You go ahead, Cheryl. You go ahead, Cheryl.
I do think that, and here we go again with the humanity aspect of our individual selves, as we are connected. All black folks are connected. And I think that what I think our collective betrayal is something that Richard Pryor's wife said. And here again, we have to examine it, you know, why did Bill Cosby even connect with us in the first place, you know, because I think that he will be connected to Mr. Huxtable out of all the things that he has done down through the years. And, of course, he was super talented, and we loved his films with Sidney Poitier and things of that nature.
The Blaxploitation movies, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, Bill Cosby was there. He was the man.
Right.
He was there. And I love those movies with him and Sidney Poitier. But two things, you know, Richard Pryor's wife said that there was a facade there. it was not real. And the difference between Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor, and she said in an interview that everyone can listen to on YouTube, she said the difference between, you know, when Camille and Bill would come over their house, they would come over with this sense of, you know, superiority and judgment, and how, you know, they felt really judged by them. But the point, to make a long story short, the point she was making was that, unfortunately, we're just coming to the realization that the difference between Richard and Bill is that Richard worked dirty but lived clean, and Bill worked clean and lived dirty. So, and how it was just not known in certain circles is that Bill was weird and he did weird things. Now, I know that just on surface, all black people did not realize that maybe, you know, O.J. Simpson and figures that we find out later that they are probably not the characters that they're actually giving us. And that, thank you, Bill, for giving us Mr. Huxtable, but we rather would have had Bill. And not.
Well, I don't know about this Bill if we wanted, but I'll tell you something,
but you can't separate the two.
You cannot. Wow.
But
doesn't it also have a lot to do with that we have not exactly been able to show all the dimensions that we are? We are always compelled to, you know, just be in to show just one little Sam Slappy type of personality in order to be taken seriously in mainstream America. And so that's my concern. If I think if we're not compelled to be forced into that little box and to be only able to show one. Yes, go ahead.
Well, what I'm just saying is, well, here we go again. You know, black on black crime. We allow us to be singled out. We don't realize that people kill people or people hurt people. People commit crimes where they live. So white people kill white people.
True.
Italian people kill Italian people, and everybody do wrong things, but for some reason ours is really stuck out. But that is because, if you think about it, if we would create a separation of church and state in our own culture and allow us to be just human, but because the black church, and there's so much high moral ground in our history that we can't even be normal. Like, we got criminals. You know what I'm saying? We got people who do things. But it's almost like when I want to watch, when I tell people ask me, it's very surprised when I like to watch the hip-hop of Atlanta or the Housewives of Atlanta, or they'll be surprised that I watch Empire. So, and I would say to them, and I'll be quiet on this subject, you know, y'all didn't stop me when I was watching Dynasty.
Mm.
And you didn't stop me when Knox Landing and Soaps and y'all didn't want. And why am I now when I watch black people and they're going through their daily lives and they have issues and they have things that they shouldn't do? Why is it now I have to be judged because I want to watch black people do it? You didn't stop me when I was watching white people do it.
That's very interesting. Yes.
Now,
well,
why
you're...
is it okay to watch Falcon Crest and
wow. Angela Channing. Yes. Well, listen, you know, if I know who Angela Channing and all those folks are, And I just love it that you go there on this conversation, because it's interesting, because it's almost like we can't have it, you know, we can't have it one way or the other, because if we don't have these dramatizations on the air, like Empire and Star and all these other shows that have taken a page out of those playbooks, like Dallas and Flamingo Road and all those things that we used to from our generations and all that kind of stuff. But we're not happy with that comparison, and then we're not happy if we don't have a show on at all. So, you know, I think it, you know, that the success of an empire and all these other shows, I think it's just the beginning. And as far as the Housewives series from Atlanta, we've had Marlo's been here on the Hair Radio Morning Show many times. Cynthia also has been on our show several times. So we love these folks, and they mean a whole bunch to us. And we've had some other reality stars right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we love everybody out there doing their thing, and don't you stop. And Cheryl, you know, wear that proudly. You know, you come from the old soap days.
I say when I sit down and even when I sit down and I say, okay, I'm sorry, I want to watch some black people, I don't care what they're doing.
Well, you know, that's funny that
you
say that.
I don't care what they're doing. Why do I have to judge what they're doing?
I love it because when I turn on the television, I love all folks, and we all do, you know, and that is evident. But boy, oh boy, it's just nice to see some folks that kind of like a mirror. Every once in a while, you do want to glance and see something that kind of resembles you looking back. And so on television, I wanted to also mirror what it looks like when I go outside my door. And so I'm confident, and that's cable television and folks who don't have cable, because it's a big difference if you don't have cable and you're looking at television. You won't see the same images that you see when you do have cable, and broadcast needs to catch up with this. And speaking, well, you know what, Cheryl? Our listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show will kill me if I do not get to the hair talk with you. So listen, I have to say, first of all, again, if you're just tuning in, yes, we've been kicking it this morning with Cheryl Morrow. Cheryl, now I have to say, let's turn to back to ethnic hair, okay, and back to the hair talk this morning. Now, you are coming to Hair Nation Expo. And just for you guys out there who may have forgotten for some strange reason, but yes, Hair Nation Expo is our live hair and beauty show, and it's happening a week before Mother's Day. It's exactly the weekend before Mother's Day, May 4th, May 5th, and May 6th, 2019. So this is what's happening. It's a three-day period, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, from 10 in the morning till 6 o'clock, and then on Monday from 10 to 5. And what we're focusing on is being just in the center of everybody, across the spectrum, literally, of hair. So we have, whether you are a naturalista or a locks specialist or, you know, a relax queen or a chemical king, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. You're welcomed here at Hair Nation Expo because we're creating just one big conversation. And so we've got folks coming from just about everywhere for this event. Again, it's those 3 days, May 4th, 5th, and 6th in 2019, in Atlantic City, New Jersey, at the Showboat Hotel. Now, I want this to be clear to everyone. The Showboat Hotel is huge. This is not... You know, and nothing against the folks who have meetups and hair meetups in the basements and the schools and all that. We need all of that. But what we're bringing is an actual trade show that can encompass and hold up to 30,000 individuals over the course of the 3 days. And it is the very first ever hair and beauty show on the boardwalk in the history of Atlantic City, New Jersey. So I'm so excited, and we wanted to do something, Cheryl, where everybody could easily get to.
Yes.
Just easily get to it. So what do you say? Now, Cheryl, what are you doing at the expo? What are you going? Are you going to give us a tidbit for all your fans so that they can come meet you out there?
Okay. Well, I let me just say this. We're going to give some exciting some people their chance to win a whole package of a marketing package and branding package to start their own line.
Yes.
But to get into the whole full business of beauty, to give them a chance to win that. Second, they're going to see us introduce the next trends and technology and science that is coming out in ethnic beauty, so everyone can be on the pulse. We're going to be talking about technology in terms of a whole new way to relax hair, a whole new way to moisturize hair, and a whole section of you know, we talk about the wonderful butters and shea butters. Well, we're bringing out a whole another technology of what shea butter can do and what other butters of other countries out of Africa can do. We're going to be exposing a whole new branding agency that deals with controlling our narratives in advertising and marketing campaigns and public relations and things of that nature. So we are going to be, everything's going to be new. Everything's going to be disruptive. Everything is going to be a trend setting from 2019, the moment we presented from 2019 all the way to, you know, the next 10 years, what we will be doing in ethnic beauty in the next 10 to 20 years.
Wow. It just seems like it's getting so big, though. I mean, it's always been big, I guess, but it seems like it's taken on a whole new thing.
And by the way, you know, we now as ethnic beauty or the ethnic beauty industry, we now have to be we have to start thinking in terms of what we call the Procter & Gamble factor. We can no longer just extend our, let's just say, for instance, a beauty professional such as a hairstylist or a barberstylist. You can no longer just do styling as your scalable business model. You are now going to have to turn the corner and let your sweat equity be less and start encompassing personal care, not just hair care. You're going to have to now, in terms of understanding, you know, not just talking about retail, but offering the customer a whole beauty experience, soap, lotions, foot care, hand care, cuticle care, nail care, you know, eyebrows, scalp, you know, massage. It is no longer just salons are, we're going to, you know, present a program called Salon Métier, which is, you know, how to transform to just hair care to a complete personal care kind of offering in the product experiences. You can no longer just be a salon and just have a chair. And we're bringing a new financial system also, which is an answer to blueprint versus employee systems. So the key word for our Hair Nation 2019 at the Showboat is about, I think your word is disruption.
Wow.
And where, a tectonic kind of shift, where this ground underneath, the fundamental, the foundation, actually forces all of us to shift in a very good and positive way. Don't get me wrong, but I'm talking all positive. But being on the verge of apps and tripping, you know, making a presentation at a wonderful little group called Dev Jam Labs, and Dev is spelled D as in, like Def Jam, but D-E-V as in victory, but this is a conference for developers, Afro-minded developers and coders talking about, and I'm doing the beauty part, because even the beauty part in terms of technology and apps and your mobile phone device, all of it's going to have to be different in how we engage into the ethnic beauty consumer and influencer. We're going to have to engage, and I think that we're going to bring it at Hair Nation.
Oh, yes. Well, this is what we're talking about. Hair Nation Expo, and like yourself, we've got heavy hitters there who are coming from every part of this whole hair game, literally, to bring it with education, to bring it with products. Now, I know that the listeners out there of the Hair Radio Morning Show would appreciate knowing, Cheryl, hearing some of your tips. A lot of the stylists are looking to launch their own product lines. And you and I, we've talked about this offline again. We've had many conversations off mic, but we've never, ever really had an opportunity to share this with the fans. And we know they want to know this. We know you professionals out there want to hear from Cheryl some tips on starting your own product line. Would you be able to, Cheryl, just kind of anywhere you want to go with it, share what someone can do or what are some of the steps they should do when considering to launch a product line of their own so they can bring to shows like HairNationExpo.biz?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the reasons why I wanted to start a branding agency with my business partner is because wanting to make that process what we call systematic and not just consultative, and offering them step by step and much more than just a bunch of talk, a bunch of me in front of a room and then a bunch of notes and things of that nature. And Niche approaches it with giving them physical behaviors, which means that there are exercises, things to do in the course of the day. We are starting a podcast that literally walks them through the beauty CEO of a daily from startup to brand position.
Awesome.
And into their campaigns and things of that nature. But one of the complete, utterly device, I would say, and I have I realize that I have a distinctive beginning in black hair care and in beauty. I do realize that because of my background, it's easy for me to say. But to really, truly understand that you can only understand the business from where you operate. So let's say if you are behind the chair, you only really only know the business from behind
that
it.
Perspective, right.
And that is a physical, what we call technical perspective, styling perspective, consumer level, so to speak. In order to step into the energy of what we call C-suite or the executive branch is understanding that you're going to have to go through a real detachment and a very subconscious shift to even approach it, because you're now making decisions. You can't make decisions of a brand owner now as like being a stylist. And the moment you do that, you can forget it. Don't even start. Because just your acknowledgement that you don't understand the difference between an executive duty, an executive decision, and an executive behavior, and an executive thought are not the same as a stylist's thoughts.
Wow.
And how you connect even to a jar or a bottle, a towel, water, bills, money, finance, economics, consumerism, capitalism. You don't realize that you only are having an experience by the position or of operation that you interact with. You only know it from that one dimension. So the moment you realize that, okay, I need to understand it from another dimension, second dimension, the third dimension, then you can probably place yourself, because 20 years in the business of picking cotton does not make you master of the cotton field.
True.
It just means that you have managed to pick cotton without cutting yourself.
Yes.
it just doesn't mean anything now that you are deciding to elevate. Excuse my, you know, comparison. But that hit home. You know, my stylist will understand that equity does not really give them the experience to sit behind a desk. It only gives you experience of cutting hair and styling. So...
But is it impossible that they can get that education, or is that what you're saying? That
that's what we're going to offer in Hair Nation, at the Showboat in 2019. Is
that's
giving
right.
them the opportunity to understand C-suite beauty is so elegant. First of all, it's a wonderful experience to see beauty. And fashion and colors, and it's wonderful to get to the good part, which is the glamorous part, the packaging, the colors, the labeling, and then naming, and then creative briefing out and discussing it and mind sharing. All those things are wonderful, but the capacity to understand that most people don't even realize, Carrie, how they operate. Some people who turns from technician to the product owner, they don't realize that they're not good at being a CEO. They don't actually really like the daily details in running a business.
True.
Now, or they may not be entrepreneurial. They may be more of a business builder. So there's different types. Most people don't realize is that, you know, are you a Martha Stewart type? Are you a Jeff Bezos type? Are you a Eunice Johnson type? Are you a Madam C.J. Walker type? Or whatever the case may be, you have to really decide how you're
That's
going
right.
to lead.
I love
and
what you
work
say,
with
Cheryl.
Yeah, and then connect
it.
With your best skills. But if
Absolutely.
You're not that, what you're going to do is that you're going to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I know that I really love to do hair. I'm not finished doing that, but I love the mind share of building a brand. But I need to get me a someone who loves being in the details, crossing I's, dotting T's every day. And that is why people like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, that's why they step down, because they know as founders they can only go so far. So that's why sometimes founders don't make good CEOs. Sometimes CEOs don't make good founders. They don't find a lot of – they're not visionary. So you have to really just connect with what you're good at.
Well, you know, I love what you say, because being an entrepreneur, and when I mm-hmm. sat down and decided to create a business for myself to run, I first sat mm-hmm. down and said, what am I good at doing? What do I enjoy mm-hmm. doing? What do I like? Mm-hmm. If I could design the perfect business for myself, what would that consist of? And I literally made a list. Yes, I did. I made a list, and I said, well, I want to be in broadcasting. I want to write. I want to have books. Mm-hmm. I want to write things. I want to help others to accomplish their goals. And what I designed, I wrote down every single thing that I enjoyed doing and what would just be something that was very natural for me to do from day to day. And I say this is an important lesson for folks to get, because I knew then, and that was 24 years ago, if not longer, I knew then that it was going to take me a long time, quite possibly, to bring everything into the vision to reality the way that I would one day have it. And so I needed to wait that time out, so to speak, and not mm-hmm. give up, or, you know, you're going to have days of frustration, but to say, to do it every single day and wake up with a zeal and a passion. And I knew that mm-hmm. If I created the business with everything that I enjoyed doing, how could I not be mm-hmm. happy with that? And that mm-hmm. seemed to be what has sustained Hair Radio. Is because I created a business that I enjoy doing, but more importantly than that, that I would hope others who joined me in my vision would be able to see their vision of their own. And that is why we've been here celebrating at HairNationExpo.biz, if you go into our site, www.HairNationExpo.biz, if you when you come out to the event in May 4th, 5th, and 6th, Showboat Hotel, what you're going to find is it's our celebration of the 25th year in this business, and we are so excited. We're just excited. But do you see what I mean, Cheryl, about creating what you like?
Yeah, and let me just add, because just to put some application to it, you know, one of the things that makes things successful that you love, if you love them, is because success follows effort. Mm-hmm. It doesn't follow passion.
Oh, hold it. Let me write that down. Hold it. Success follows effort, not, what was the other?
Not passion.
Mm.
Not purpose. You can have a passion for something, but if you don't love to do it as much as you love doing something else, the success follows effort. So whatever you put your most effort in is what probably you love the most.
I'm typing that on the Facebook right now, Cheryl Morrow. I love that. Wow, I never heard that before.
Right, so that's what most people say. They say, oh, well, make sure that you do what you love. What they're actually saying is, 9 times out of 10, make sure that you separate your passion and purpose, because that may not be where you put your most effort. Because what you don't realize is that I have a passion for cars, but I only have a passion for the emblems. And, you know, I don't love the emblems. So when I focus on my passion, I'm always focusing on the emblems. But why don't I just focus on emblems and leave all the other car part alone? Because, yeah, I have a general purpose and passion for cars, but I have a love for the emblems. So the point is that if you go through your process long enough, you'll find out what your actual love is. And you said broadcasting. You love talking. You love communicating. You know, you have finite. You have zeroed in. But your eye is single, your mind and your consciousness. And then you put your effort there. And then you want to know why, just monetarily, you're successful at it. Because money and success follow the effort, not quite the passion.
Wow.
But secondly, I would say the second most important thing that people start in their own line, finance and mathematics.
Where do we get the money? That's hard, Cheryl.
No. Quite the contrary. I don't mean investments or seed money. I mean understanding finance and mathematics. Because if you don't understand how to focus on your where you're gross and how you, because if you don't understand finance and mathematics, then you understand pricing, production math, ounces, how to figure out your bottom line, how much do you forecast and what you're going to make in quarters, and how to, you know, if you don't know those things and those numbers, if you don't know your numbers, then you cannot plan and strategically attack and go where you want to go and deal with demographics. If you don't know how to read data, you don't understand math. And I'm not talking about algebra. I'm talking about just general mathematics as it applies to 40% percentages that we teach you. I teach it, you know. And just like a young lady's doing, she's a client of ours, and she makes masks. Facial mask, and, you know, just dealing with her numbers and how she gets, you know, the cost of one, what we call COGS, the cost of goods sold, just to come up with that. So the second thing that I would, you know, advise them, and they don't necessarily have to come with that. They can get taught that. Then they start understanding, oh, that's why I shouldn't do 32-ounce versus 16-ounce. In the retail market. Oh, I get it. Okay, because when I buy the raw material at this, oh, okay. So then they start understanding of the beauty business from how real executives deal with it, not just from the end user, because at the end of the day, hairstylists are just a professional consumer with a license. They are a consumer with a license. So what? And that's how they interact with wholesalers and distributors and retailers. That's how they deal with it. But as a consumer, They don't get let in on the inside. But when they become a man, they become on the inside. So they start communicating and acting like we give them the behavior and the thoughts and the formulas and equations to start thinking like a CEO of a beauty brand.
Wow. Well, I don't know what to say, Cheryl Morrow. You always shut it down. I tell you. You really do. Well, listen, speaking of products, and this is something I'm announcing here today, we have just launched our own e-commerce site at Hair Radio, which is available when you go to www.shophairradio.com. And again, it's that's our new site, shophairradio.com. And what I love about this, Cheryl, is that folks who have listened to many of our amazing guests who have products out there, we are often besieged as soon as the guest is off the air with calls of where can they get these products. And what can you tell us more about the products that the guest was just talking about? Carrie, why don't you have them available? Can we get them from you? And I've been asked this over and over and over the course of over a couple of decades. So I said, okay, fine. Let me just go ahead and develop our very own e-commerce site that includes amazing products from guests of the show, from folks who have come into the different hair radio platforms. So you'll find products like New Grow Hair, some from the folks out in California. We have beautiful hair products in there. We've got Mr. Terrence has a product, platinum needles for those who do lock repair and also for weaving, you know, doing wigs and all of that. So there are a lot of products there. And you know what also I did, Cheryl? I put in, I made a separate area for if you need to keep your shop clean. So if you need all the things that go in the restroom and cleaning the floor and tissues and the paper towels and all those wonderful things, too, that you need to have. And so if you don't have a lot of storage space, that's fine. We actually have folks that we have here in New York where we ship all the products, which is excellent. And what I love about it is that we will keep the products here, and you just give us a 24 to 48-hour notice, and we will get you whatever amount that you need to keep to replenish your stock. So you don't need a big room. You can order and get the special bulk pricing, which gives you huge discounts if you have a salon or barbershop or a place, a commercial business. And we will keep the products here and just ship them to you, you know, deliver them to you and or ship them as you need it. And if you're in the New York, New Jersey area, it's very convenient. And otherwise, we will ship UPS or something of that nature. But what do you think about shophairradio.com?
Well, and let me just say this is the reason why I'm excited about it is because it allows consumers to have access to indie brands. Indie brands are shown in both domestic and international markets in the finance world. These beauty markets are such as, you know, Shop Hair Radio allows the consumer to have exposure to indie independent brands, smaller brands who have better quality control, or who are not massing out. Maybe they have the ability to do custom. But it just gives the consumer much more of a variety instead of just dealing with the OTC markets such as Target and obviously Walmart and Amazon, which is, you know, people who are making things for just everybody. But these micro markets like such as Shop Hair Radio are very important in the evolution and revolution of indie brands. Like Fenty, you know, it's not a small brand, but it's not a big brand like Maybelline. So in micro markets, are specialized markets. These things are becoming so much more popular. There's worlds like Glossy and cosmetic executive women, and there's McKinsey, all the think tanks, BeautyCon, Beauty and Money. They're all talking about the micro, the power of the micro market. And you're right on target, Carrie.
I love your, it.
Yeah, your niche.com is creating the same business model, just making it more available for the indie brand. It's very important to the evolution in the new era of beauty and cosmetics, because at that level, those particular brands can change very easy. They can change very quickly. They can adjust to people, to the consumer needs, the consumer trends. Big companies tend to adapt slower. And just like we are, and I think the distinctive thing that we're bringing to Hair Nation next year is the fact that, you know, the ability to become a brand owner, it actually helps the industry, because what we can do, we can put you in a technology that you would not normally think of yourself, but we do appreciate the fact that you see the vision of this particular brand. So we kind of like fit you into a brand, actually. But we also, smaller companies can forge ahead and do new things that are risky that big companies can't do. And you giving them a platform such as Shop Hair Radio to put them in a sales funnel is just remarkable, Carrie. Because products like innovation like cannabis.
Thank you so much.
Smaller companies can take advantage of those things, and then here you are giving them a platform, which is absolutely wonderful.
That's the trend. That's what I love, because being able to provide that platform, like you said, for these businesses who are looking for distribution opportunities, and sometimes they can't find them so readily. And so I'm happy to provide shophairradio.com, and it's spelled shophairadio.com. Of course, there's always one R in the middle of Hair Radio, so shophairradio.com. And we will be giving out, we are actually going to discuss a product of the day. We're going to be looking at and providing analysis on some of the items that are available. We've got books that are out there. My How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book is there. We've got other folks who have books there. All kinds of things, albums, music albums. You hear me playing songs on the Hair Radio Morning Show. They're there. So it's just it's a nice thing. And Cheryl, I'm hoping that we'll put some of your amazing things there as you tend to roll things out. We wouldn't have it any other way.
We got a wonderful Perp poster series. We got a wonderful so all the things that actually we talked about, there is an ebook to it. There's a poster series. There is a wonderful some of the vintage books of Mr. Morrow are now in ebook digital form.
We would love, and let me tell you something. We can house digital properties there. So if it is digital, we can set it up where everybody can go on and purchase it. And of course, they'll have access to the downloads. And or if it's a tangible product, we can ship things. You know, we can drop ship. So we want the Morrow products there.
It gets no better than that.
All right. Well, speaking of making it happen again, Cheryl Morrow, who is out there, I mean, you're doing everything that is hair and beauty and education and information for everybody's sake, and we need you. We need the Morrow family, so you guys keep doing what you're doing.
I love to do that. I was just on a call, and we created a beautiful partnership, and I know you heard of Damon Dash.
Of course.
He is so wonderful. And he's
Shark
he's coming
Tank,
in.
Man.
No, that's Damon John.
Oh, hold it. That's Damon. Well, Oh, Damon Dash, wasn't that the one that was with Jay-Z?
Rockefeller.
Okay, so got that one, all right.
Yeah. They both named them. In any case, joining
forces.
Well,
what are you doing with Damon Dash? What are you guys doing?
He is realizing that, you know, he, and I agree that we did speak about the issues of ethnic hair care, and he wants to be a help, a seed help in getting new product brands, these new product owners. Let's say if we can see some of the potential of these hairstylists that are need to elevate, let's get them into a brand themselves and start creating new Madam C.J. Walkers and Annie Malones and new terrains. We have to start recycling ourselves. We can't just act like we're just going to, you know, live forever. And these bubbling, beautiful beauty influencers are young. You know, they want to be involved. They want to change the world as well. They want to get into the vision. You know, he has he sees the vision. So he is saying, you know, sure, let's go. You know, and you know, let's try to get a program to where, you know, we give them the formulation and we give them the technology. He says, and we'll do this. We'll have, you know, the foundation to get them straight into the packaging that is affordable and high end. And then he says, media wise, we'll take those brands into Macy's and we'll do other things that, you know, in the relationships that he has. Wonderful, wonderful visionary. So that's new. We're excited about that.
Well, that's exciting news. And please keep us informed. And because there are a lot of folks who are part of the Hair Radio Morning Show who would love to know more about that, and anything that you guys are working on and collaborating, especially on that level, is huge to us here. So please keep the listeners informed of that. That would be awesome.
Well, I'll keep you in there. Don't worry about it. We will be at Hair Radio with bells on.
Oh, I love it.
Hair Nation with bells on.
Yes. Well, Hair Nation Expo, again, Cheryl's going to be there in person, so you'll get an opportunity to connect with her. You can actually connect with her through our social media site, which is www.hairradio.com, and it's HAIRADIO.com. If you go there and you are not a member already, it will ask you to register to sign up. And there, all you need is an email address and your name, essentially. And you sign on up for the site. It is free, F-R-E-E. It doesn't cost you anything. You sign up, and then once you register, you'll be approved. And then you'll be able to go search Cheryl's name right in the little search box. And friend Cheryl, amongst so many others right here that you've listened to on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's our very own hair and beauty social media site that we have that connects all of us, and it's just awesome. So, Cheryl, we'll get some wonderful tidbits from you that we'll include on the social media site that we'll have on your page that the listeners can go to. Just who are tuned in right now, just a little private little something extra, so we want to send you guys to hairradio.com to see that. Again, it'll be on Cheryl's page on the site. Cheryl, I have to say, I am just always amazed at your energy, at your commitment to hair and beauty, and to the folks behind the hair and beauty, and behind the chair, and so many others out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're just doing awesome work.
I was born and raised. Yeah, I was born and raised in it, Carrie. I don't know anything else. You know,
that's why we gave you the moniker Hair Royalty. And I only call two folks Hair Royalty. That's Cheryl Morrow and Alelia Bundles. Those are the only two Hair Royalty persons I know.
You know, and you need to have grown up with, you know, Jim Dudley's kids and the Gardeners and all of, you know, it's I treasure it. And it's, you know, as they I feel like a vanguard. I really do, and I love it. But I do want to see it flourishing, and I do want to get rid of some of the stigmas. I do want to demystify some of the myths, the things that are not true. I do want to make sure that history is told correctly. I do like the of getting on a page to where we all have a consensus that we want to grow it, both domestic and international markets. We want to be mindful that everyone in the world is in the beauty business.
As
women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Martinet, and I listen every day to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
This is Crystal Jones Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
I don't know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Terry Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Tuesday morning. It's September 28th of 2021. So happy to have you guys join us. We've got a really, really, really amazing show planned for you today. Coming up in just a moment or two, I'm being joined on the line by a wonderful, wonderful guest contributor this morning who's going to help us to kind of be an official co-host for the hour. So we're going to talk to Mumbi in just a moment. Also want to remind everybody that coming up at about 8:30 East Coast time, of course, we are welcoming live on the air Michael Hopkins and his whole entire Vet Talk radio show. So we want you to stay tuned for that. It is my honor to bring to the line for the very, very first time on broadcast radio anywhere. She's out of the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. I want to welcome Mumbi. Good morning, Mumbi. Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie. All Thank you for having me here.
Yes, well, it's my pleasure. It really is. I always, you know what, Mumbi, I love to welcome folks to the broadcast, especially for the first time, because it's all about crafting an experience for our fans. Our fans of the show know that. But for first-time listeners, for first-time guests, we want you to walk away with a memorable moment of your professional life, if that makes any sense. So welcome, yes, this Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie.
So listen, you got it. So first of all, it's Tuesday morning, and I just want to let folks know that normally how it works here is that Mondays, we usually are not on live so much on Mondays. We usually encourage you to listen to one of our tons of pre-taped shows that we've done, our archive shows, which we have over 600 in the tank, 600 shows. That's a lot of shows to choose. So I could literally broadcast a brand new show every day for like almost 2 years without you having a repeat, every day, including Saturdays and Sundays. So that's a lot of
talk time. And you know what that means? It means that it makes us very prolific in terms of what we're doing and stuff like that. So real excited. So, Mambi, hello. Are you there this morning? What's going on, Mambi? Are you drinking your coffee or are you a tea lady?
By the way, which do you prefer? What did you say?
Are you a coffee lady or a tea lady?
I am a tea lady, to be honest.
I should know. When it comes to, like, organic and vegan, don't you have, like, vegan products and all that? So, of course, you're going to like tea. Well, I am the biggest coffee drinker, so I'm going to – that's where my energy comes from each morning. So that's the secret. It's out. Listen, I want to tell the – yes, I'm going to –
Coffee,
go right
coffee
ahead.
Smells really good. I love how coffee smells. So – I just like the scent of it. It just is great. Only thing for me is that the caffeine is a little bit much for me. I get a little bit too jittery.
Strong, yeah. Yes. I was that way early on. it wears off after a few years, we'll say. But you know what? I want to tell everybody, I want to take a moment to really talk about business. It's Tuesday. It's our first day back, so I call it like our Monday in terms of live broadcasting. And we're live this morning, folks. It is Tuesday, the 28th of September of 2021. It's a little after, almost quarter after 7 in the morning, East Coast time, for our central folk. I just want to say this, that business, to me, is the way to kick off the week. We want to remind folks, and especially in the hair and beauty industry, but truthfully, business is kind of the same principles that you start a business with or maintain your business are really universal. I mean, that's the way I look at it. Yes, I did write a book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. And that's out there on Amazon and every which other way you can just Google it and find it or purchase it anytime. But what's so funny is that, and that's really the truth, the principles that we expound about business are really, they'll work for if you're starting a plumbing business or whatever. It's the same type of thing. So we're going to get in a little bit into that. I want to talk about some of the, you can't turn on the news in the last 24 hours, or the television rather, and not see the news about super singing star, R&B star, Mr. R. Kelly, who has, he was in trial, you know, it was a big court case and all of that. And we'll talk about it. We're going to get into a little bit of that. Plus, I want to talk about, I don't know if you guys saw this, but there is a new Whitney Houston makeup line coming out. So her estate has given the authorization to a makeup line and said that she always wanted to do that. I wanted to get your feedback on that, folks. And we'll talk about some of our connections with all these amazing stories, really. So really some good stuff. And how we kick off, like every day, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge all of our folks. We have legacy sponsors who've been broadcasting on our show for years already. Folks like FixYourFeet.com, you may have already heard that play a little while ago, talking about the amazing Dr. Yolanda Ragland, who herself will be joining us on Tuesday, October 5th. So about this time, she should be on. I think she's going to be on at 8 o'clock on that Tuesday morning. So we want you definitely to tune in. So that a week from today, I guess is the best way to say it. So she'll join us from 8 to 8:30. And then, of course, Vet Talk Radio will take over after that. So real happy. I also want to take another moment for another legacy sponsor. We're talking about the wonderful StimulatingRoots.com. And they spell Roots, R-U-T-Z. Check them out when you get a moment. We have a wonderful Rugged Evolution Beard Care for the fellas. We have not forgotten. So Rugged Evolution Beard Care, we're going to get on some of these commercials. So we just wanted to make sure you guys were aware. And also Smooth Black, who joins us at 8:30 on Wednesday morning. So, you know, just have to make sure we thank you. We wouldn't be here without you. And our amazing whole suite of advertisers and sponsors who join us for the month. And so we're real excited about that. Now, I want to get some of this out a little bit, Mum B. So talk to us a little bit about your business. Now, you, I love this. I went and visited your site this morning, which I first want to make sure that everybody knows the name of your site and how to pronounce your website name, because I said, let me see. I figured it out, but I said, let's go straight to the proprietor herself, the one and only Miss Mum B. Good morning again, Mum B. Welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about your website and your business.
Good morning again, Carrie. Yes, first I'll start with the website then. It is naturaz.com. And naturaz is a play on the word natural with a Z at the end. So it's naturaz.com. And that's how you'll get to us. Another way you can is moistureburst.com. Because our business is all about moisture for hair. So again, my name is Mum B. My name is Mum B. I'm the founder and CEO of Naturaz. Naturaz formulates and manufactures and sells 100% vegan products that are made for curly hair types. So our products are made with natural and organic ingredients. And the way Naturaz came to be is because I, growing up, had I had dry hair, really dry hair that never used to grow. And I would admire sometimes, you know, my sister's hair that was different from mine, but as I grew older, I found out that it was really because we didn't use the right products on our hair, the right solutions to infuse moisture. And then over time, I started recognizing a lot of women around me struggling with hair loss. So I would see hair loss around the temples, around the crown, and this causes a lot of distress for women. And it doesn't only happen in the United States. It's happening in Africa. It's happening in Europe. Women with coily or curly hair textures. And I kept looking and saying, okay, so what's causing this problem? Dug into that and found that because hair is, you know, curly hair is naturally dry, people tend to use different types of grooming techniques to make it easier to manage. So you might use really high heat, so blowouts, blow dries, hot curling irons. Sometimes if you do that so frequently, it can break the hair, and then the tugging and pulling can also start causing breakage that eventually can lead to some level of hair loss. Then I also looked at the use of chemical relaxers, which was so popular some years back. I mean, they're still used quite a lot. I found that there's some ingredients in there that are alkaline in nature. So one ingredient, for example, called sodium hydroxide, can really, really affect your scalp and your hair. What happens with ingredients like that is that they have a high pH, and pH is the level of acidity or alkalinity in the product, in the ingredient. And when it's very acidic, it can be very damaging, and if it's very alkaline, it's also very damaging. So sodium hydroxide, if you notice with perms, the stylist had to wear gloves, but that material was going onto the scalp, you know, not onto the scalp per se, but was going onto the hair to break down the bonds, so that the hair would straighten out, but also some of it might have gotten to the scalp. So I did encounter women with hair loss because of scalp damage and massive hair breakage if the product was left on for too long, whether it was by themselves or by someone who helped them out. The third reason that I found was affecting women was braiding. So we all braid our hair, a lot of women, a lot of men with curly hair. But sometimes the braids are too tight. And so you start seeing, especially hair loss around the temples. So when I dug into that, it's really because curly hair can be tough to comb and manage and style, and it's because of the moisture ground and extensive experience in the pharmaceutical industry. I decided to really start looking at natural and organic ingredients that would work in synergy together to infuse and sustain moisture in the hair. But also looking at hair damage, I wanted to really naturally deliver proteins that the hair needs in order that it can be repaired, so that it can be strengthened, so that you can start seeing shine added to it, and the improvement of texture. The other thing that I was so passionate about is that when I researched a lot of products in the market, just looking at ingredients and also looking at the incidence of diseases like cancer in our community, or the prevalence of uterine fibroids, which are benign tumors, but these benign tumors that grow around or inside the uterus can cause a lot of reproductive issues, can affect women with their cycles and cause a lot of bleeding, leading to anemia. So I was looking at a lot of ingredients that are used in products in the market, and, you know, it was concerning. And a lot of products that have been made available to, I would say, sometimes have got all these chemicals in them that can cause a disruption in estrogen levels, obviously with buildup over period of time or using them for a long time. So I wanted to be among trailblazers in creating formulations that are also safe, but also really effective to use. And so that was really my inspiration in creating Naturas. We ended up with five key products, which consist of a 3-in-1 conditioning shampoo. I'm busy, and I'm sure so many of us are busy nowadays. We are bombarded by so much, yeah? So we are always running. So my goal was to make it easy for me to take care of my hair, but also hopefully other women. And so our 3-in-1 conditioning shampoo will cleanse, moisturize, and condition the hair at the same time. It has got conditioning and emollient properties to it, as well as cleansing. And so the feedback we get from that is that, you know, you're cleaning the hair. It doesn't foam, so it's very different from a lot of the cleansers out there because we don't want to strip the hair. Our goal is moisture. So a lot of folks come and say, you know what, my hair feels so clean. It didn't foam. It was really different for me. I didn't see any suds, but my hair feels clean and doesn't feel stripped and dry. Then the second product is our rehydrating mist and detangler, which is really, really, really awesome for coily hair. It is made to infuse the moisture that's needed and to help your hair hold the moisture in the hair. It's aloe vera based. The whole line is aloe vera based. The whole line will condition your hair. The shampoo helps you skip the conditioning step because it has the conditioners in it. And then the rehydrating mist will still condition and really soften the hair and make it so easy to comb. And then we have the styling
moisturizer.
And that's
like a mist. Wow, okay.
That's a mist, yeah. It's like a mist, and we have a very easy way of applying it using a trigger spray. Yes, and then we have the styling moisturizer, which is an oil-based moisturizer, and it is really made to help repair the hair. It's really created to soothe the scalp as well. And the whole line will soothe your scalp. If you have itching and flaking, that's a lot of the feedback we've gotten over time is, oh my goodness, this product has stopped my itching and flaking. The styling moisturizer will also enhance softness. A lot of people say, you know what, I thought this would be oily and, you know, make my hair sleek. But what happens is people realize that it's actually getting absorbed into the hair strand. And it makes the hair soft and it nourishes the scalp and actually also helps with hair growth. well by nourishing the scalp and also acting as a healing agent for the scalp. Then we have two stylers. They are the Curl Defining Gel and the Curl Defining Cream, and both of them will help you define your curl. So I always tell people that if you have very coily hair, you're not going to do you're not going to be able to do a wash and go like someone who has much bigger curls than you do. You might have to do a twist out or a bantu knot out, and these styling products will help you do that. But then you'll retain a lot of moisture because they are aloe vera based, and they are loaded with moisture as well. So as a styling gel, you will get the hold and the softness at the same time and the shine with the styling gel. Now, I would like to call out that over time, we also noticed that there were certain combination of our products that work really, really well depending on your curl type. And folks would come back and keep talking about moisture, moisture, moisture. This moisture system has infused and sustained moisture for more than anything I've used in the past. And we came up with the term moisture burst system. Our moisture burst system is comprised of, three of the products in the line. And it is made and bundled together based on your hair type. So if you go to our website, naturaz.com, you will see two bundle types that you can choose from, and videos to sort of guide you so that you know, okay, this is my hair type, this is how I would use this product, this is the sequence that I would use the products in to achieve what I'm looking for, moisture and style. So that's
now, I have to jump in because I absolutely love this, and I'll tell you guys out there, the website and the product line, again, it's Naturaz, which N-A-T-U-R-A-Z. And that's .com if you go to the site. But the product line, and I love the packaging. When I say absolutely breathtaking, it's beautiful and colorful, vibrant, and just tells you what what you're getting inside. And I absolutely love it. And I also want to say, Mumbi, because this is something that's also important. Your website, you mentioned about the videos. Yes. You give folks education. I love the little articles. You have a little blog there. So, which is my favorite thing. I love reading when I go to sites, and I don't see it as often as I should. So I see everybody has, products and this and that, but I rarely see that they've, where they've provided goods that are organic, literally organic, written by the website, by the folks behind the site and stuff. I don't see that often. And so I love it. I love the stories there. We're going to be talking about some of these stories with you on the air and reminding everybody to go to naturaz.com. Again, that's N-A-T-U-R-A-Z. And I'm just loving this. So my guest today, so she's doing a great job. It's her first time joining us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're giving you a round of applause, Mumbi. So
thank you.
You're doing great. Now, listen, I want to go back a little bit, and then we're going to continue on our way on your amazing journey. And that's what I kind of want to start a little bit about, because you mentioned having a background in chemistry and the pharmaceuticals and all that wonderful good stuff, which has contributed greatly to your education and how you're helping others deal with hair loss and keeping our hair moisturized. Curly texture. So please, let's start with your background. Now tell everybody, because we hear a beautiful accent this morning, where are you based out of? Where are you from? How did all this come about? Let's go back, Mumbi. Now let's start with your name, Mumbi, because, folks may not have heard the name Mumbi. And spell it for us and tell us all about its beauty, because it sounds melodic. It really does. So tell us all about Mumbi.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so the name Mumbi, it's M-U-M-B-I, almost like mom, and then B as in boy, I. And the name The origin of the name is in Kenya, East Africa, so the central part of Kenya. And you guys are going to find this so cool and so interesting. The name originates from a creation story. So my dad always used to get mad at me when if I said tribes, because he would say tribes, you know, the word tribes is, you know, a derogatory term that was, you know, used by the colonialists to describe, you know, primitive African cultures. My dad was a
You had us. That's amazing. But you know what? This is my first time hearing that the word tribe, is it really, you know, do some folks really look at that? Well, that's amazing. I didn't know that. And we have a lot of folks who tune in, you know, all over Africa, but we, the image that we get on, you know, here in the States, as we would say, you know, is very different than the, you know, what actually happens in Africa and the perception that we have of the folks over there. So I'm loving that you have taken a moment to really tell us something, because I didn't know that, and I'm sure others didn't as well. So I love that your father said that. So the word tribe is kind of the way, you know, even when you hear it, it does kind of, you know, if you really think about it, it kind of like makes us sound like, you know, our folks in Africa, you know, literally almost just, you know, it feeds into those old stereotypes. And I think that's what he was, you know, alluding to. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's big.
Right, right. And he would tell me, use the word ethnic group. Stop using the word tribe.
Mm.
He would be a little irritated. So I've never forgotten. And so I tend to use the word ethnic group. So I come from an ethnic group. Everyone has an ethnic group that, you know, if one was fortunate enough, can be traced back, even African-American. And I think a lot of them, you know, the ethnic groups would be probably more West African. But on my end, it's East African. And the ethnic group is called Kikuyu. So K-I-K-U-Y-U. So, for example, and I'm just saying this because I hope you'll find it interesting. Let's say if I wanted to say hello to you, I would say a different way. So I'd say Wemwega, which would mean, are you good? Or I would say Niatea, which would mean, it's almost like, how is it? Like, what's up? You know, it almost sounds
what's up.
That's what it would be. So there are different ways that... you know, people might greet each other. So I, over time, would be taken to the countryside, and my auntie would take me and my sister and brother, and would hang out with my grandmother, who didn't speak English. And so we had to learn the local language. But, you know, at home, at school, we were taught in English because Kenya was a British colony at some point until independence in 1963. So going back to the name Mombi, I mean, there's so much about Kenya. I can share different shows about, you know.
Well, we're
going
to have
experience.
To talk about it because, you know what, Mombi, and I know you have seen this here in America. We know very little about Africa, and I'm speaking collectively because I'll tell you why. I woke up one morning, well, literally woke up, and I turned on the television, and I said, you know, when I watch TV here in the U.S., I rarely see or hear them even mention anything about Africa on television, just rarely. Now it's more than I think whatever we have seen has been way more than it was, ever. But I say, my goodness, it's like there's no, to me, you know that you have viewers who are connected to Africa. You know, that's our heritage. And why would you not, you control the broadcasting, why would you not include that as part of your offering since we're here in this country too? And I say that's for every culture. We have to, I guess that's what all this is about, is inclusivity.
Right.
So it just gets
it really
me.
Is.
I'm loving this about Kenya. Wow.
Yes. I wish it was, you know, maybe it will change. Maybe some of these conversations will help, you know, just sharing about our other cultures more broadly and in a more positive light, more mainstream. Yes. But my name.
Well, you know what? I also love that your father, so educated, so smart, a professor, if you will. Just because what you said, you know, how to say these things, that reminds me of the way my mother used to talk to me.
Right.
You know, she
would
tell us how to say this and how to say that. And you never forget those lessons. You never forget them. They're with you always.
Yeah. You never do. You know, and it's funny you talk about mothers. My mom was the science person. You know, she was a high school teacher and she taught biology and chemistry. So I have like this, you know, a broad.
You really have the science and education.
Yes.
Wow.
Because of her. Yeah. And then I loved the arts because, you know, piano, because my dad was also very musical. So it's so fortunate that, you know, just being born into an academic household and with, you know, broad range of, you know, expertise. So, yeah, that was pretty nice. But, yeah, so Mombi comes from, originates from a creation story of the Kikuyu people. Mm-hmm. So the way it goes is that God used to be called Kirinyaka. And actually that's part of the Kenya creation, the way the name Kenya came about, because Mount Kenya, the way they used to say is that it's a tall mountain in Kenya that's snow-capped at the top. And so the people would say that this is the place where God lives. And so it was called Kirinyaga, you know. And so essentially the creation story goes that God created nine women. Created a Gikuyu and Mombi. So Adam and Eve. I'm the Eve of the Kikuyu people. The name Mombi actually means creator, or one who molds. And Gikuyu, which is the male, now that's where the name of the ethnic group originates. So Gikuyu and Mombi were created by God. And then God gave them nine daughters, right? And each of these daughters, they had different names. Like some names might be Wamboi and Wanjiko. And so they had these names within that they named their children, their daughters. But then there weren't sons, right? So God later on created nine sons who married these nine daughters. And so originated nine Kikuyu clans that were named after these females. So Kikuyu clans at the time, and this is what I learned, were, you know, you talk about the world being more of a patriarchal right now, but now that was more of a matriarch community, because these clans that started growing out had a female clan name. Now, it changed over time, but really interesting. And when you look at Africa, there are a lot of creation stories depending on the ethnic group. And so, you know, this is just one of them. But the name Mombi originates from that story, and it really does mean creator, the Eve of the Kikuyu people, or the one who molds.
Well, you could not have a more fitting name. So you are definitely proof that, you know, your name kind of, you know, leads you into your destiny to me. I've heard this so much, and I really believe it now, because yours is is dead on. So how amazing is that, Mombi? I think it's awesome.
It is.
Now, I'm loving Kikuyu, so please spell that for me, because I think I'm going to just assume that I love that name. Now, what, spell that for me one more time.
It's K-I-K-U-Y-U. I'm
love
really
it.
Impressed.
Okay.
You pronounced it so well.
Oh, I'm started practicing in my head while you were talking, Kikuyu. Okay. All right. Well, listen, folks, I see a lot of folks that are already tuned in to the broadcast this morning. So if you're listening live,
We are here. I'm Carrie Hines. I'm out of Brooklyn, New York. As you guys know, the Hair Radio Morning Show airs Monday through Friday from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock Eastern time. So we're about 3 hours a day. Today is broadcast show number 615. And it's my very special guest co-host joining us. You hear her on the line. Her name is Mum B. And Mum B is the proprietor of this amazing line of hair products. I call, well, let me just say it's www.naturaz.com. And it's in like Nancy, A-T-U-R-A-Z.com. And so I love that you have the products. I love the colors we were saying earlier. And I love your explanation about hair loss and that curly hair. We need moisture. This is not a secret, right, folks. We need it. You know. So you really hit it on the head. I was listening very attentively because it's absolutely dead on correct. Our hair needs moisture. I mean, it's very kind of almost common sense-like because literally if it's dry, it could be brittle and break.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's kind of how I look at it. So I love also that you're tackling the subject of hair loss. You mentioned about folks who are getting their braids too tight and all of that. Their hair loss is, as you know, it's a whole, you know, education about hair loss on myself because there's so many different types of alopecias. And that's one, the traction alopecia is one that I get behind because to me that's the only one that is avoidable. Okay?
Yeah.
Doesn't take, yes, the traction alopecia, the two-type pulling, the, you know, that kind of stuff is usually out of mishandled something or another or not taking the time to be, whether it's us, you know, we may have done it to ourselves or gone to someone who might not have realized what they were doing, a so-called professional, if you will. So all kinds of things like that. I'm loving that you're here this morning with us and that you have a new wonderful product out there. So, Mumbi, I do want to talk a little bit about your videos, of course, but also that you have these amazing the blog items. Can you tell us what inspires you to write some of these? Because I love it. Perfect. Awesome. So tell us, we're talking about her website at naturaz.com, where she has a whole blog there. So, well, tell us a little bit about what inspires you.
Yeah, so to be honest with you, I see Naturaz as more than just the hair product line. What pushed me and has kept me here, because, you know, as anyone who's on the line, who's an entrepreneur, knows that it takes a lot of self-motivation, persistence, you know, and just that self-belief to pursue something that you're passionate about and that requires a lot of hard work. But it's much bigger. What I'm doing is bigger than just saying, hey, get this moisture line. I'm trying to communicate and share stories and share knowledge that I have that hopefully can help women and girls and even boys and even men, because men are braiding their hair. Men also sometimes might put chemicals in their hair. So just really helping people understand what this means. I'm really conscious about things like maternal fetal health. That's a whole other story. One day I'll share why I'm so passionate about that. I'm also really passionate about cancer and the incidence of cancer in our communities. And women actually struggle with this. And in the Black community, there's a high incidence of cancer. And why is that happening? What's in the food system? What's in the cosmetics that we are putting on our skins? Because our skins do absorb over 60% of what we put on it, because our skin is the largest absorption organ in the body.
On your body, that's right.
Yeah. So what are we putting on it? And not only that, just we've gotten a lot of people reach out to us and say, hey, I'm losing my hair. And for women, it's so distressing. I think men, it's a little more accepted, but for women, hair is so, it's like a crown, right? And so when people lose hair, it's very distressing. People get depressed. And what I'm writing, I'm trying to help people navigate. In fact, we have a piece in the blog that's not written by me. It's a woman who I met at a hair show, and she was in her 60s at the time that I met her, and she had a full head of hair, and we were chatting about hair, and she said, you wouldn't believe that I was struggling with some really bad hair loss. And I was like, yeah, right, no ways. And so she tells me she had... I was like, look at your hair. It's like gorgeous and blah, blah, blah. And she told me I had dreads. So she used to wear locks. She had locked her hair. And
right.
They were beautiful locks. But in the crown of her head, they started thinning and even started falling out. And she was really distressed about it. She cut it down, went to the dermatologist. They checked out her follicles. Because if you're struggling with hair loss, if you can get to a good dermatologist and just try your best to find someone who cares and who will really look at what's going on and help you understand whether or not your follicles are healthy. Because if they're healthy, then there's hope that you'll get hair to grow back. So she went and got some feedback, and then realized that her follicles in the crown of her head was still healthy, but then she started this journey of trying to figure out why is my hair cutting, why is it cutting and breaking, and so especially in the crown area. And so she was looking at stress levels, she was looking at her diet, she was looking at water, she was looking at oils that she might put on the scalp. She was looking, her research led her to something called a laser comb. That helps to stimulate the follicles and growth, oils like peppermint oil and so on. So I said to her, listen, your story sounds so unbelievable based on how you described your hair loss. Can you write a piece and also send us some pictures? I'll put it up on our blog and can share it with people. And we have a piece there that she wrote. And she's a journalist, so she didn't really want her name to be published, so we couldn't publish her name. But she talks about her hair journey from thick to thinning and then back. And this is a woman who was able to achieve this in her 60s, but it was a multi-pronged approach. Yeah, and I always tell people with natural products, they will help your hair stay soft, they will support growth, but I think for any product line out there, unless it is indicated, right, so all this clinical research has been done to show that if you apply this to exactly this, it has this active ingredient that's really concentrated that is going to do this. What happens with hair care products is they're supposed to support habits that are already good that you're carrying out in your life, and especially as we grow older. So we find that for our older clients, people who are maybe professional age in their 30s and then going into your 40s, into and then middle age and so on, and then into your, and further on, we find that it's around that time that we get to our maybe late 30s, that if we had certain bad habits, if I would call them that,
sure.
Not maybe bad habits, or we didn't know, sometimes those are actions from the past, whether it was always having tight braids or perming our hair, but maybe you had the bad luck of having a stylist who may have left the product on. And I'm not even hitting on stylists. They do a fantastic job. That's where, but things happen, right? Or if you would perm your hair on your own and sometimes leave it on for too long, sometimes these, effects show up later. And they're more pronounced because change, you know, the end.
Mumbi, let me jump on in with you on that.
Yeah.
I love, Mumbi is so sweet and nice. So I love how you say it because you're so kind. And yes, generally speaking, we have amazing hairstylists, especially the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And
yeah.
You guys have been tuning in to us for across 25 years. You know, we're talking, and again, you know, a lot of this may be at our own hands, you know, ourselves trying to do our hair. Well, I have to say, you kind of remind me, literally, one of our regular, well, he's in the hair business, I'll say that. And he told me yesterday, literally offline, that we were just talking on the phone, not on the radio show. And he's like, I said, well, you know, I have to, you know, always think of what I'm going to do. I have a whole bunch of curly hair, or hair on my head. And so he's like, at your age, you've got hair? Like, he just assumes that I'm like, I'm not quite that far along. But
yeah.
it just reminds me of what you said. It's almost unheard of to have hair after you get a certain age in our culture. And I just find that interesting because to me, you know, I think if you take care of your hair, and that's what this to me is all about with Naturize, you know, it's giving us the, you know, the products and a plan to take care of our hair to me. So I love that. And I think you will have hair. I think it's, you know, my hair has grown. I've definitely put the time in. And so that
right.
These are important lessons and things and takeaways.
Right.
I've got to say, Mumbi, we just love having you here. You've been, wow, I'm blown away. We didn't get to talk about some of these other things that we're going to get into when you come back to the show. I'm loving it.
Oh, my gosh.
Good
yes.
Stuff.
I,
so
I,
what? Tell
I'll
us about your experience today. Yes. Did you have fun?
Yeah, definitely had fun. You know, and Carrie, it's so easy talking with you. So
listen to you. Well, Jeff, listen, Mumbi, if I did not tell folks today was your first time on the radio show, they would never know. You are absolutely awesome, and your product line.
You.
Again, we want to make sure folks know naturaz.com, and it's not just the product; she has a whole education there. You know, so
right.
I love that you're steeped in science, as we say. You yourself, you have an amazing background as a chemist and as well as pharmaceuticals. You know how everything fits together to bring out the best quality and all natural and all that wonderful good stuff. I was listening. I said, okay, she hit it. She hit everything. You knocked it out of the park. So listen, we're
awesome.
Going to have you back soon. Now, I want to, you know, just tell everybody, please check out the site. We're going to be here today, coming up in just a few minutes. Let me just go ahead and tell everybody, remind folks that Talk Radio Show comes up in about a half hour. I'm going to see if we can get Michael Hopkins, who's the show host, to tell us what's coming up in a moment or two. And I'm going to put on a little bit of a song, and we've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so we're going to have you back soon, Mumbi, to kind of take us into some of that wonderful, take us on a journey again to Africa, yes, well, because see, we kind of have to live vicariously. You got to remember, we don't see a lot of stuff here. You know, we're kind of cut off here in America.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
yeah.
that on some upcoming shows.
Awesome.
Okay, but
awesome.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
You are doing
thank you, Terry.
Okay,
you.
The CEO... the founder, the proprietor of Naturaz.com, the product line, the whole entire system. We love it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We're going to take a little bit of a music break. We'll be back. It's Lizzo.
I do my hair, Tom. Check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair, Tom. Check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Simplify. He don't love you anymore.
all the big fights, long nights that you've been through. I got a bottle of tequila I've been saving for you. Boss up and change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, we can make it right. So go and let it all hang out tonight. 'Cause we don't love.
Go Girl, Yuko Girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp. Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, Yuko Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, Yuko Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yougogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You go, girl. All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Coming up at about 8:30. So in about a half hour, we've got the one and only Michael Hopkins joining us, along with his angels. So we're going to get them on, and we also have some live hair talk and some other talk about some of these latest developments. You've turned on the TV. You know what's going on. We're going to talk about it. We want you guys to stay with us. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. And plus, I have also, by the way, I've got something to share as well, and I think you're going to think you'll like it. Stay with us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
All right, we're back live. Yes, it is September 28th of 2021, Tuesday morning. We're live. It's show number 615, show 615. And kind of hanging out here till about 8:30. Then we have the Vet Talk radio show coming up shortly, of course, with Michael Hopkins and the Angels. You guys know Michael's Angels. We're going to talk all about what he's doing. And to usher them in, well, we've got we have a good portion of the cast, we'll say, this morning joining us right now live on the air. So I'm very lucky to bring to the line the man who started it all, everything that we're talking about vets. And we're talking about veterans. Let me just get that out officially. Michael Hopkins, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am doing just fabulous, and we are so excited to bring in Katrina and Noor, two-thirds of the Michael's Angels panel, and we're so happy to have you guys with us. Good morning, everybody. Michael, Katrina, and Noor, welcome to this broadcast this morning.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning, guys. So we know that you guys are coming up at 8:30, and you've been listening to some of the Hair Radio Morning Show talk today. We had a wonderful, wonderful business entrepreneur on named Mumbi a little while ago. And also, I wanted to kind of get into what is happening. Everybody's talking about some of these big stories out there. And I said, we'll just have our own panel who's coming up in a little bit to chime on in. So first, I'll tell you what, we're going to get into what's coming up on the show. Have you guys turned on the TV? Have you heard about the R. Kelly singer armed, R. Kelly being convicted?
Oh, yes.
I don't watch the news, so I'm
going
to have to say
right.
No.
Okay.
I don't watch the news. I read it on
them. Oh, but I was following it, Terry.
Really?
I've been following it for a while. Wow.
Really?
I mean, just wow. I did not see the type of verdict that they were talking about coming down the pipe. I didn't see a verdict like that. I really didn't. You know, I know I've been following it, and I knew it was going back and forth. I watched a little bit when he was actually on TV when they did that exclusive interview with him.
Oh, with Gayle King,
where he was standing up
and she kept saying, Robert. Wow.
Right. I did not see this type of verdict. I mean, they're talking about putting R. Kelly away forever and ever. This is not like the reason why.
Well, I can tell you, I'm not official. I don't pretend to be or anything like that, and I don't know all the ins and outs, but his folks are appealing this. For you guys who have not seen it, I think, who was that? Was it Noor who said unaware of what's happening on the
well, let's kind of fill you in. Singer, R&B superstar singer. Now, this is a man who's written songs for Michael Jackson. He's performed, you know, he's a platinum-selling artist with a number one album, many number one platinum albums and all of that kind of stuff. So he's a well-established person in music, very well-established artist. And he, you know, purportedly had been, you know, I think everybody's aware of the documentary that brought to light a lot of the accusations that have been kind of leveled since I was a kid about this man, basically. And so he's been around for a long time.
I just don't watch TV is what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know. Okay.
Yeah, I know who
They're
I
like, well, I kind of haven't lived been under a rock, Carrie.
No, I just mean that.
I'm not quite that bad. Okay.
No,
I'm like giving a whole history of R&B music and how he got started.
Yeah,
okay. Well, you do
me.
Have
no,
a point.
No, that's what I just wanted to say. Yeah,
oh,
like I
okay.
said, I had some
well,
of his albums before
yeah.
I started listening to different music.
Okay, well, good enough. Well, listen, let me just say this. I am just blown away. I do want to say one connection, though, we do have. I want to disclose everything. You guys know that Lisa has been on our show. She was just on the other day, Lisa Bloom, TV top attorney. Well, her mother is also an attorney named Gloria Allred. You guys have seen Gloria Allred. She's all over the news as well. And Gloria Allred represents several of the women who are, you know, who are suing Mr. R. Kelly. So, yeah, so we, Hair Radio, the Hair Radio Morning Show always has a connection. If you guys listen to Lisa's interview on our show, I always tell her, you know, to say hello to her mother. Well, that's who I'm talking about, the one and only. Yeah, that's her mom who is representing. She also, they represented the women who were kind of like suing Bill Cosby. You know? So we have connections to just about everybody in one way or another. So real good stuff. So, okay, fair enough. Now, this is my take on it. My belief is not so much that he's not guilty or guilty. I don't know all the facts of it, but to me, I don't have a problem that justice has come down. What I do have an issue with is where it always seems that it just gives the feel that it's always harsher punishment for people of color. Now, maybe this is not the right argument for this particular case, but you know, I would like to see every single person who's done the same type of thing also being treated the same exact way and not just come down like a ton of bricks on this man and not on any other man. So, so that's my big take on it. So, you know, we support women on this show. That's what the Hair Radio Morning Show stands for. And we're inspired by women of color and their contribution to this planet. And so we support you. And that's really my take on it. Now, one of the other things that I just heard and I was kind of surprised about this morning, and that was that Whitney Houston, they have, now you guys know we lost Whitney a little while ago. It's been a while. But they've come out with something, a makeup line. Her estate has come out with a makeup line that, and said that she had always wanted to do that. What? Any thoughts, anybody? Anybody want to jump on in and give us your take on it? Any Whitney Houston fans out there?
You know, Carrie, I am a fan of Whitney Houston, and it's so funny that, you know, talking about Whitney Houston back in, it had to be 84, 85 when her first album came out. I was in the Army, and I was in Germany, and I had no idea who Whitney Houston was. I was in the PX or like the Walmart, as you guys would call it, and I just happened to browsing, and I happened to pick up this album with this lady in a bathing suit at the beach, and I'm looking at it thinking, who the heck is Whitney Houston? I have no idea. I wonder if she can sing. I don't know. I'll spend a couple of bucks. What the heck? Once I put that album on, it was like, wow, this lady right here, I knew she was going to be around for a long time. I knew it because of her range, her voice, her phrasings, her presence. I just knew she was going to be around for a long time. And I think it's just great that this is part of her legacy. There will not
Absolutely.
Be another Whitney Houston. Let's just face it. There's not going to be another Whitney Houston. She had something unique, and it's always that way with a lot of singers. Not only was she a singer, she was also an actress. And a lot of people, I guess, they forget that part. But me being a male, I watched Waiting to Exhale. And, you know, that's kind of like, oh, you're a guy watching that. I watched it just to understand it. And that, she was in that other movie with Kevin Costner.
The Bodyguard.
Yeah, The Bodyguard.
Okay, well, Michael, you're a fan. Okay, well, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I would have never guessed you for a Whitney Houston fan, to be a Whitney Houston fan. But you know what? I think it's awesome. And I'll tell you guys, and it looks like we have Nicole also out there kind of joining us. Good morning, Nicole. Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. You're live on the air. You've got all of us, the entire cast of Vet Talk Radio Show, on this morning. We're just hanging out and kind of getting ready for Vet Talk coming up in about 15 minutes. We're live this morning. So welcome to the broadcast. Now, this Whitney Houston, I will tell you, for me, most folks know that I, in part, grew up in East Orange, New Jersey. I'm probably about 15 or so. And East Orange, New Jersey, is outside of Newark, New Jersey. And it's where Whitney Houston's family was based. Now, back when I was in school, there was no Whitney Houston that we were aware of at that time. The big person in the family was Dionne Warwick. And Dionne Warwick was very, very well known. She was the top pop star for a period of time in the world, literally. She has probably the most singles, second only to Aretha Franklin. So as an artist, a music artist. And so anyway, in my high school, I went to school with one of the cousins. His last name was Warwick. He was in my class. And so I would walk home each day and walk by like Warwick Place or whatever in East Orange. I was always consciously aware of Dionne Warwick. And even in school, they would play like her music in our classes and stuff like that. She's a huge, huge, huge star, especially back then. And this was long before Whitney came along, you know, publicly. Now, and I used to walk past, I used to visit my family in East Orange because I was in Philadelphia. But I would come and visit East Orange and see and go by the Franklin Street School that they later named after Whitney. I would walk past that all the time. So I was always influenced by them. And then, of course, being able to one day, the very first connection I actually had was being able to interview Whitney's cousin, whose name was Dee Dee Warwick. She's Dionne's sister. And you'll see videos and stuff out there. God bless her soul. She was an amazing artist in her own right. And Dee Dee Warwick was on, I interviewed her two times. And, of course, the one and only Dionne Warwick came to the Hit Radio Morning Show as well. And I had a chance to tell Dionne that I had interviewed Dee Dee two times. I didn't tell her on the air. I told her off air, of course. But she was so impressed. And I shared what I remembered, her voice, because I always remember her voice. And so that's how it is. But I love them very much. I had a chance to see Dionne and Sissy, her mom, Whitney's mom, and at the church, at New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey, not all that long ago. They named a street after, right around the church, after Sissy Houston. And so I was invited to come to the street naming ceremony, which I did, and they had everybody there from Andre Crouch to Lisa Fisher Melissa Morgan. I mean, you had everybody there performing. And I didn't even know that Whitney had two brothers. I knew of one, I think, but I didn't even realize that she had a younger brother as well. You know, just everybody was there walking around the church. And I sat, and I got in late. I was supposed to be in a little earlier, but I got there late. So I sat at the very last pew thing or, you know, row, and right next to the gentleman. He's like, well, who is this lady? Who is this woman being honored or whatever? And I looked, and because he had no idea. He was from a different community, I'll just say that. And he's like, I said, you heard of Whitney Houston? He's like, yes. I said, well, that's her mother. And so then he got it. He was the limousine driver who brought Sissy to the event because I got just late. I was sitting in the back until Dion and everybody passed me on by. So real nice event. So that's all. That's my connection to the Houstons. But this whole idea about the makeup line and Whitney, I don't know. For me personally, I don't know. If this is what her estate has agreed to, maybe they have reasons to launch a product line about makeup and said, you know, you can always say, well, the person wanted it, but how do we know that that's what they really want? I've never heard them say, I'm going to release a makeup line one day, and if you don't do it while I'm alive, well, go ahead and do it when I'm not here. So I don't understand that so much for me. Is there anybody who thinks it's a good idea?
Oh, I mean, I think it is.
I just want to share I grew up with Whitney Houston, actually. My sister, if she was on here, she would tell you how I used to torture her with Saving All My Love for You. I would sing that song, and she would do something bad, and I would tell her, If you don't listen to me sing right now, I'm going to tell Mom that you did this or you did that. I learned how to sing from Whitney. She was my idol. We shared the same birthday.
Wow.
She was born August 9th, and then she died on my sister's wedding day, which was February 11th. So.
Oh, wow. So you have memorable days.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I remember her death and The Preacher's Wife. I think out of all the movies that she played in, that was one of my favorites with all the gospel songs and stuff like that. But I'm definitely a Whitney fan.
Wow, I never did meet Whitney. I did meet her co-star from that movie Waiting to Exhale. I met one of her co-stars, but I don't think they were played together in the movie, but Leon. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to meet Leon not all that long ago, the actor.
Oh, Leon.
Wonderful guy. I have pictures with him out here somewhere. Just a wonderful, down-to-earth person. I was quite surprised, but really good guy. Well, I had no idea at the time because I would have probably brought it up, but he shares a child with TV star Cynthia from Real Housewives of Atlanta. And so the model. And so I did not know that when I met him because I probably would have mentioned it to him that she had been on our show already or maybe not. But anyway, real good stuff.
That might have been an issue, Carrie.
Right. I think it might have been an issue. But you know what? He's so down to earth and so kind. And the reason I met him is because we had this here in New York. We were part of a big jazz festival out in a park. And I was there to promote the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm sorry, not well, the Hair Radio Morning Show, but our live event that you guys know we had for Hair Nation Expo. And what is amazing about it is that the mayor, the former mayor from Newark, New Jersey, was there. And I had been a big guy in the airline business many years back, and I went to his birthday party. So he was there, so I had a chance to see him again after all those years. And I reminded him of that. And just it was just a wonderful event, and we talked behind the stage and just had a really great time. So real good stuff. Hey, you know, just want to ask you, and then I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up, because I didn't ask you today. Vet Talk Radio Show, Michael Hopkins, what's coming up today at about 8:30?
Oh, Carrie, we have a great topic today. It's a topic called TDIU or IU. It basically stands for Total Disability, Individual Unemployability. Basically, in a nutshell, what it means is the VA has determined you can't work as a veteran because of injuries sustained that were service-connected, and they determine that you can't work a full-time job, basically. But there are some ins and outs that I'll be touching on today that a lot of veterans don't even know. They don't even know about it. So I'm looking forward to catching on these ins and outs today.
Me too. I think this is going to be awesome. And the Angels, it sounds like everybody's roaring to go. So this is going to be really exciting. Yeah, so we're happy. And what show number? Is this number 9?
Right. This is number 9. Thank you. And your fans for tuning in to us too.
Oh, that's very
kind.
Really
do.
Well, they do.
And we thank our vet fans also.
Yes, well, thank you. Well, listen, we're going to be talking about that. And I do have some news to share with everybody, and then we'll get a music song on and then roll into that talk. But my news is this. We have just inked a deal to bring a live workshop to New York. So that will happen on February 6th. I think it's a Sunday, February 6th. It's literally a 12-hour boot camp right here in New York City, downtown Brooklyn, in which I'll be hosting along with some notables and live and in person. And I'm real excited about it. It's a workshop, limited seating, and I mean it's the creme de la creme of information and knowledge, which you'll get all these amazing things, and we'll talk a little bit about it. So I'm real excited. And this is the very first time I've even announced it at all. So you guys are catching some wonderful little tidbits there. And we'll be kind of rolling it more out, and you'll see banners and stuff on the internet, all this other wonderful good stuff. So that'll be my first time getting back in front of folks. That's going to be for the professionals in the hair business. It is a workshop, a 12-hour workshop that is going to really bring your business literally back and beyond. So I'm real happy about that. And you're going to get it from the top folks. So this will be really, really nice. I'm very excited. And we're going to have the tickets available on our website at hairradio.com. They'll also be out there on Eventbrite and all that other good stuff. And early bird tickets should be very, very reasonable. We're talking about $250 or something like that. So if you get an early ticket, you'll save a lot. So we'll talk about all that kind of stuff. So Michael and the Angels, Michael's Angels, we're talking about Nicole, Nora, and Katrina. Katrina, are you? Good morning. Are you there? Because Katrina's the quiet one. Good morning, Katrina.
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so are you a fan of the Houstons and Sissy Houston and the Whitney Houstons and Dionne Warwicks and all of those folks?
Oh yeah, I'm a real big fan of them.
Awesome. They're super famous, right?
Yeah, I'm like Michael. I follow her with everything.
Me too. I'm on board with you guys. Yeah. I love them. They had me at Dionne had me at What Are Friends For with Stevie and Gladys and amazing
shades
folks
in
the
80s. That was just shades of the 80s. And I had forgot about The Preacher's Wife. I sure did.
Yeah,
and that was
basically
Whitney. A remake of the original one back in the late 40s.
True.
And
it was a remake.
But it was an excellent remake.
you guys, we've been talking about Whitney so much this morning that I'm going to go ahead and get on a Whitney song. Okay, so folks, listen, we're going to roll in the vet talk right after that, so stay with us. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. We'll be right back.
All right.
Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat. Then they hung out, but you came home around 3, you did. If 6 of y'all went out, then 4 of you were really cheap, yeah. 'Cause only 2 of you had dinner, I found your credit card receipt. It's not right.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Terry Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
All right. It's about 8:33 in the morning, and we're talking about Tuesday, September 28th of 2021. With me on the line is the one and only Michael Hopkins. Michael Hopkins, it's Vet Talk Radio time, and we're happy to have you, along with Michael's Angels, joining us on the show. They'll be with us in just a bit, a little later on. But Michael Hopkins, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning, Carrie, and happy Tuesday. Down here in Spotsylvania, Virginia, it is a beautiful sunny day, and I can't wait to get my walk on. Got to get that cardio in.
Well, listen, we are happy to have you on board with us today, and we know that you've got a lot to get into. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I just want to, of course, we want to begin each show with the biggest salute to all of the veterans out there around America who have done so much. And for those who are in other places, we love you. We appreciate all the effort that you've made on behalf of all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show and the rest of America. We thank you. So, okay, Michael Hopkins, take it away. What have you got for us today?
Right. Today, Carrie, what we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about something called TDIU.
TDIU,
and basically,
okay.
Or IU. A lot of people call it either TDIU or IU, a lot of veterans. And there's a lot of kind of sometimes mystery around it, and how do you get it, what do you do? Basically, it stands for total disability, individual unemployability. And basically is this: due to your service-connected injury or injuries, the VA has decided that you can no longer work. That's what they've decided.
And what does that mean, and why did they decide this?
Oh, okay. Basically, what it means is this, as far as gainful employment. And I'll give you a perfect example. Say, for example, a veteran has a mental health disability. They have PTSD combat, and they explode every time they work on a job. They have a boss. They don't like what the boss says, and it's always a conflict. And they've been rated a 70% rating out of 100% for that mental health disability. Well, The VA comes along and they basically say, hey, yeah, you have issues when it comes to authority, when it comes to your working. So therefore, we're just going to go ahead and you're at 70% for this rating. We're going to boost you up to a 100% rating. And a lot of times it's permanent and total, which means you don't have to worry about filing for any other disabilities as a veteran, because the VA recognizes you have an issue. And no matter what is done, you're still going to have that issue. So that's basically what it means. You're still at 70% for the one problem that you have, the rating, or what they've told you what the rating is for that particular issue, but they're going to pay you as a veteran at the 100%. In other words, Carrie, if you were getting, say, for example, as a veteran monthly, the VA pays you $2,000. A month because you're a disabled veteran with a mental health issue. Well, at 100%, now they're paying you $3,200 a month, tax-free money as a disabled veteran. You're still rated, or you still have the rating of the 70%, but due to your individual unemployability, it's a balance. They know you can't work. They know you cannot do gainful employment. That's the key word. You cannot pursue gainful employment as a veteran. So therefore, to offset that, we're going to pay you at the highest rating as a disabled American veteran. That's basically how it works.
So this money is essentially in lieu of you not being able to be, just a gainful employee per se in a traditional way of being able to just fit back into the working world and, after service, if you will. Is that the understanding?
Right.
So this is the monies that will help you to live your life. Wow.
Right. Pretty much, Carrie. I mean, that's because they can't give you your life back. Let's just say, I mean, that's reality.
Mm.
Us as veterans, before we went in, we had one type of life. After we went in the military and we are no longer in the military, we have a different type of life now. And our old life will never come back. It'll never come back. It doesn't matter if it's peacetime, wartime, as I say, round time. It does not matter. That other life that we had before we went in the military will never come back. And unfortunately for some brothers and sisters of mine at a former military, they struggle. They struggle daily with issues. And no matter what happens, they have issues. And really,
can you give us a range of the issues, Michael Hopkins? Can you give us a range of the issues that the veterans are struggling with?
Oh, sure, Carrie. Yeah, as I touched on it, a lot of them are mental health issues. It doesn't necessarily have to be post-trauma from a wartime issue. It can be post-trauma from non-wartime. A lot of us see horrific things even without wartime. Sometimes we actually see people get killed in non-wartime, and I hate to be graphic like that, but it's just reality. A lot of times we go on training and people get killed. People get decapitated. Things happen. Also, a lot of us suffer from arthritis. We suffer from back injuries.
So physical ailments, of course.
Physical, right, physical ailments. A lot of us suffer from it. A lot of us lose limbs. A lot of us are paralyzed. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on, Carrie. So, and it gets very real. And the veteran suffers from this, and not only does he or she suffer from this, the family suffers from this, the veteran's family. You know, thank God that a lot of us as veterans can go to a VA hospital and have our medical needs taken care of. Because as you know, Carrie, and as the vet fans know, it's thousands of dollars for a person if they are quadriplegic, if they have lung problems, if they have any type of problems. And thank God for the VA that we get the opportunity to have a lot of those things taken care of for us and for
our family.
Well,
while you were just saying that, I was just thinking, thank God for Vet Talk Radio Show, because a lot of this, Michael, and to you veterans, I see you guys all tuned in and standing by listening to the show. I'm just blown away because for us poor civilians out here, we may not be aware of this. This is very profound to me to know that my, like you said, your brothers and sisters, and for us, in the larger sense of the word, just, you know, standing up for America and protecting our interests around the world. The veterans, I mean, we really, to me, we need to just be thanking you every day, all day long. So I'm blown away when you tell me about this TDIU or IU. What else can you tell us about it, Michael?
Well, with TDIU, Carrie, one of the ways that an applicant, because you have to apply for it, Carrie, and of course it's just like every other government agency, the VA is no exception. There are some forms you have to fill out to apply for it. And the basic criteria is this. If you're rated at least 60% or higher, you have a good chance of being awarded TDIU. If you're rated 60% in one area with a service-connected disability or higher. Also, there's another way that you can get rated. If you have two or more service-connected disabilities and they have a combined rating of about 70% or higher, and at least one of them has to be at least 40% or higher, you can get rated for TDIU. And let me give you a quick example. I gave the first example about if a person had 70% with mental health, PTSD. That's one example. Another example would be this. Say, for example, a person was rated at 40% for a lower back injury. And that's not really unheard of for a veteran. Most of us have lower back injuries, herniated discs, arthritis, et cetera, et cetera. And within that same system of their lower back, they're rated another 20% for their hips bilaterally. In other words, both hips. They have issues with both hips. Most of us have those issues because if your back has issues, your hip has issues. And a lot of us have knee issues. So if we had 40% for our back, if we had another 20% for our knees and another 20% for our hips, we would meet the criteria for TDIU because we can't hold down a steady job that will support us financially with those type of issues. We can't do it. It's service connected. So the VA would look at all that, the claim section. They look at it. They look at your medical records and they say, wow, this guy cannot work. He can't support himself with gainful employment. So therefore, we're going to offset his rating and go ahead and pay him at the 100% level. And if you're really fortunate and the VA just sees that these things are not going to get any better, they give you what we call permanent and total, which means
what's that?
It's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any worse. But for the rest of your life, you're going to sustain all of these issues. Myself, personally, I'm rated 100% permanent and total. A lot of veterans also think, too, Carrie, they think with the permanent and total at the 100% level, you have to be over 55 years of age. And that's not necessarily the case. I'm over 55, yes. But
Michael, you're older than 55, really?
Yeah,
wow.
I know, shocking as it may seem, right? Shocking as it may seem. I still look 27, but what can I say?
You
right?
do, yes. Well,
yep.
That's all that walking, but go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's all that exercise. But a lot of times, a lot of younger veterans that are under the age of 55 fit the category of they can't hold a steady job due to whatever it was that they sustained in the military. So therefore, they are granted permanent and total also. I mean, and it's just a good thing. If you can't work, you can't work.
You need to be able to eat. Yeah.
Right.
They've contributed so much to our way of this world. It's just, listen, if you guys out there just tuning in or you've been listening, I'm Carrie Hines. I'm on with Michael Hopkins. He's the host of this program, which is all about veterans. You have been listening to Michael talking about TDIU or IU this morning, and we're going to continue that in just a bit. Want to see if we can get some folks on who I see some folks standing by. We're going to see if we can get them to kind of weigh on in about maybe what they've heard or a little bit about this subject this morning. So why don't we just get on a quick commercial break with FixYourFeet.com, and then when we come back, we'll see if we can get some folks to weigh in. Michael, stand by. We'll be right back, folks.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right. We're back live. You are listening to the All New Hair Radio Network, literally, broadcast. And Tuesday mornings at 8:30, we have that talk radio show with Michael Hopkins and the Angels. Michael, I'm just blown away on what you've been sharing this morning, what you've been talking about this morning on the show. And I just have to say, we have a gentleman who you guys know very well. He's already chimed in a time or two while you've been on the air. I want to bring to the show, bring back one of your fans. I think he's the top fan of that talk radio show, if I may say. Larry, you are on the air with Michael Hopkins and me, Carrie Hines. What can we say? Welcome and good morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Good to be on the program.
Thank you. So you've been listening to the show this morning. What would you like to share?
Well, I am a Vietnam veteran, and I had prostate cancer. And, of course, they recognize that. The VA recognizes that automatically. Anybody that was in Vietnam was exposed to the foliant, the Agent Orange, they call it. There was so many of those different things. But the side effects, it's unbelievable. But just one of the things is incontinence, you know, bladder problems. And you're probably not going to be going back to work if you have these things.
Wow.
So that's one of the things that Michael was sharing with me when I met him. And I filled out and had an exam with the VA, and then they ended up giving me the 100% total disability. So
and Michael, you're on the line, of course. What do you – to me, this sounds huge. And just to be talking about it, I've never heard this on the radio show being talked about like this. So, Mr. Larry, what do you say when you – what do you think in the way it's being described today? Is it helpful to hear some of this?
Oh, yeah. It has to get out. The word has to get out. People just – do not know about these benefits. And it extends to your family too. If you're married, your wife can come on with you, and you sign her up, and she gets a small portion of some of the benefits, but they do qualify. So,
listen, I want to thank you for your comment. Yeah, this is Michael. I'm going to turn back to you, Larry. Thank you for that comment, and please, you know, remain with us on the show. And thanks again, Michael Hopkins. So, you know, back to you, Michael. You go ahead. What do you say when you hear this, and that you have folks like Larry supporting what you're doing?
Oh, Carrie, it is just, like I always tell you, I'm just humbled. I am just so blessed that I have the ability to help other veterans. And that right there means more to me. It's all about the vets. To me, that's all it is. It's all about the vets, because there are so many of us. There are millions of us out here as veterans
absolutely.
That don't know this information.
Now, Michael, speaking of information, I understand that I think it's in Virginia, but you guys, the VA, they have a new process, or they're looking for folks. Can you tell us what's going on at the VA?
Oh, sure, Carrie. There was an article that came out around the 21st of this month, and the VA is actually, or the Veterans Benefits Administration, the BVA, is actually seeking out 2,000 employees to help process claims. That is a big issue. It's big news for us as veterans. It really is, because that's been the problem. They don't have enough people. And especially Larry just touched on it. He's a Vietnam vet. There are so many Vietnam veterans out there that have filed for as he said, Agent Orange, the chemical agents, just like Gulf War veterans. There are millions of them out there also. And the process has been so slow because automation. The VA now, the claims section of the VA, they're learning to do automation now after all these years. They started on it about 2010, but they're starting to pick up the pace now because that's been the problem. Everything has been manual. Everything has been paperwork. So you have to go to this place to get veterans records. You got to go over to that place. You got to go to the archives. You got to do all of this stuff. That's what's been slowing the process down. It's been taking a year, 2 years, 3 years for a veteran to get his or her just due. They've whittled it. It's been whittled down to at least 120 days now that they have to be finished with your claim and award you whatever it is that they owe you if you're entitled to it. And that's great, Terry. Trust me. Believe me, that's great. A lot of us, we're in what they call the legacy. We're in the old system where it just took years. I know some guys, it was 4 or 5 years before they even heard from the VA. I mean, some veterans have literally passed away. Right. Some veterans have literally passed away. Some Vietnam vets, they literally passed away waiting before they got anything. So hopefully,
how does it make their families feel, Michael Hopkins? How does their, you know, how does one's family
it's nerve-wracking. The families are distraught. You know, sometimes I have some people literally crying to me about not getting compensated, or their loved one never got compensated. I mean, I can't tell you the number of stories that I hear from veterans, Vietnam vets, Brown Water vets. They were Navy veterans that served in Vietnam. They were exposed to Agent Orange, and the government said, oh, no, we don't think so. Really? We don't think so.
Wow.
We're out here in the water. Yeah, I mean, it's just like it's
it goes on and on. Listen, I want to just say you guys have been listening to Vet Talk Radio Show. It's their number show program number 9, and Michael Hopkins, the program host, has been on talking about this today, and this has just been mind-blowing, really. So, Michael Hopkins, I want to say thank you. I want to remind everybody that your next broadcast will be number 10, so we're going to plan something. Next week we'll be on at 8:30 because we have a special, one of our big sponsors is here at 8 o'clock, so we won't do our hour show next week, but the following week, so 2 weeks from today, we'll be celebrating an entire hour devoted to Vet Talk celebrating, because to get past 10 shows to me is huge. And you have been steadily building an incredible listening audience, like Larry and so many others who tune in, so many other veterans who need the recognition and acknowledgement for being a fan of Vet Talk Radio Show. So good stuff, Michael Hopkins, and to the Angels.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, it's my pleasure. I'm just going to bring Nicole in, Katrina, and Noor, just to give us a quick shout-out, some shout-outs this morning. I'm just going to put you on the line. Katrina, anybody you want to shout-out to this morning before we go?
I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that's listening and that continues to listen.
Okay, that's Noor.
Every week. Yep, this is Noor.
All right. What about Nicole and Katrina, anybody else?
Yes, I would also like to give a shout out to all the veterans and all the fans that are out there listening, and thank you so much for tuning in and just
wasn't it a good show?
Vet Talk Radio. Wonderful show.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay,
show.
Katrina.
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to all the fans, all our listeners. Great job, Mike, and great job, Larry. Today's show was awesome.
Awesome. We love it. Okay, Michael Hopkins, you got the last word. What do you say?
It's all about the vets, Carrie. It is all about the vets.
Listen, it was a fantastic broadcast and very educational, informative. I'm hoping that we'll be able to continue this discussion on TDIU, or IU as some say, and continue on this road that you've been doing, Michael Hopkins. We'll get the outro for Vet Talk started in just a moment. And coming up next week, we're going to just continue. It'll be broadcast show number 10, again at 8:30 in the morning. Now, next week at 8 o'clock, I have a live guest. The folks, fixyourfeet.com, will be with us from 8 to 8:30. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we'll be celebrating show number 10 on Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins and the Angels. All right. So, Michael, thank you. We'll go ahead and get the outro for Vet Talk started. And we'll see you back here next week. All right, folks.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins. Produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at Fix Your